everybody. Welcome to Fan Fiction Friday.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Sarah.
Happy
How are you?
Fan Fiction Friday. Do you know what? I'm pretty good. I'm grateful to be here with you.
I'm grateful to be here, too. It's I don't know when these are going on, but it's end of August. Kids are back in school, or my kids back in school anyway. Just
currently, yeah, my kids are not back in school yet.
Oh, Canada.
It's Canada, but I am trying out a new like camera video situation here, so maybe it looks,
I think it looks cool.
Like I'm in a different witness protection program.
It looks like you are in. I mean, I just watched Leave the World Behind.
What's that? So
it's a movie that Sam Esmail directed with Julia Roberts and Mahershala Ali. Ethan Hawke, and it's and your radios in the back would have come in handy in that movie.
Yeah, there's a little too much background here, but that's
anyway
is what it is. Okay,
no, I like
so
it. Same. Look at my weird background. Speaking of remote locations, we have a piece of fanfic
segue
for you that we really like. Written by Rachel X 24601. By the way, Rachel X 24601, if you are out there, please get in touch with us if you can. Email us or whatever. It was published in June 17, 2018. And here is the summary. Sarah is 6 months sober and enjoying some time away from Chicago in a remote cabin in the woods when the Fox River 8 break into her habitation. Looking for a place to hide, Sarah becomes a prisoner in her own home. Chemistry sometimes hits where it's least expected.
Oh.
Warnings, trigger warnings, kidnapping, threats of violence, mention of drug abuse.
This, by the way, is a very long one. There's multiple chapters. So we'll read you some. And if you like the rest, we encourage you to go find Home Invasion by Rachel X 24601.
Or bug us and we will record more. But we're going to do chapter one for the time being.
Okay. So...
Hit it.
This is starting very much like a horror movie, which I think is very cool. The whistling cry of the boiling kettle always made Sarah think of a fast racing train, blowing steam in the old-fashioned way, madly speeding onwards like a vengeful ghost. That's a great opening sentence.
Excellent. Excellent.
The young woman resented her brain for overthinking. Girl, same.
Same.
Clear from morphine. It was surprising how fast her thoughts were, shooting every split second. Did you say same?
Same.
Okay. Her mind overheating, saturated, making sleep impossible at night, reminding Sarah of why she'd started doing drugs in the first place. They'd certainly been a shortcut for inner peace, but Sarah was done with that now. No more shortcuts. No more easy. Sarah poured half the contents of the kettle in a large coffee mug where Stephen Colbert's smiling face shimmered up from the porcelain. I love this so much. The mug had been her ex's. Sarah was more of a John Oliver girl herself. Girl,
nice.
Same. Late night shows were a good distraction and always efficient to fill hopelessly sleepless nights. Her smoldering mug in hand, Sarah made her way to the bedroom where she'd just finished where she'd finish her latest read before dutifully trying to sleep. Before dutifully trying to sleep like a good girl.
Though the lack of sleep sometimes drove in unwelcome thoughts, Sarah wasn't altogether unhappy with herself. 6 months sober was something to celebrate. The cabin had been a good idea, her father's idea, actually, and she didn't doubt that he'd sent her there because it was the one place he expected she wouldn't be found by reporters hungering to take her picture. But a good idea all the same. Outside her window, the smell coming from the woods reminded her of childhood trips into the forest and picnics with Bruce Bennett, nice grandfatherly Bruce. Who'd always have time for the things her father didn't, despite always being a politician. The cabin had belonged to her family for three generations. She'd spent a few weeks there every year since she was a child, and more recently she'd been there with Tom. But he wasn't a safe topic for late-night thoughts. Maybe her father would have thought twice about sending her there if she'd known that the last time she'd been to the cabin, Tom had drunk cheap tequila from her belly button, and they'd spent hours spread on a living room carpet by the fireside, making love, high as kites, looking straight into the ceiling and seeing stars. Come to think of it, Sarah decided he would have probably sent her anyway. What mattered was that she stopped being a distraction to his potential electorate. She knew him too well not to know that when her father had said it'd be a good idea for her to take a few months' rest away from the city, what it truly he meant was disappear. And Sarah couldn't argue with that, as this cabin was a good place to do exactly that. Maybe the best place in the world.
Next section. The sound of breaking glass was what woke her. But she didn't immediately realize that it wasn't all part of her nightmare. Soaked with icy dew, bare but for a black satin lounging robe and a pair of panties. That paints a picture.
Okay.
The blanket clinging to her moist skin.
Whoa.
For a few seconds, Sarah was incapable of telling what it was. She knew she'd been dreaming about Tom.
Fucking Tom.
And Tom. Sleep had always been scarce even before she started drugs, but since the nightmares had made it that much worse. Sarah lay entirely still, waiting in the dark, her heart pumping at a feverish rate. The silence of the night and beam of moonlight shining from the window gave her a short-lived feeling of serenity. Okay, we are going to leave it there.
Oh, man, come on.
For now, no, our Patreon community can listen to the entire thing whenever they want to, as many times as they want to, until they have mastered their very own John Abruzzi voice. Come see us over in the Patreon community, which is available in the link in the show notes, wherever you are listening to this right now.
All right, we'll see you over there.
Thank you for listening. Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Your hosts have been friends but not besties, Sarah Wayne Callies and Paul Edelstein.
Our prison warden has been producer Ben Haber.
Keeping us slim and trim in the prison yard has been sound designer and editor Jeff Schmidt.
The manager of our jailbird band is me, Paul Edelstein, who made all our music.
Yay! Our prison artist, logo, and brand designer is John Nunziato at Little Big Brands. Check them out at www.littlebigbrands.com.
And follow us on Instagram at Prison Break Podcast, email us at pbpodcast@caliber-studio.com, and call us at 401-3-PBREAK.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Thank you for listening.
Bye.